Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Everybody, I'm Lee Houston. I finally got a hold of Greg McRae, David Burton. Yes, it's one of those times we got two for one. And tonight, very special episodes this weekend. First of all, I was going to do this tomorrow, but might as well do it now. The end of the year matches, the best matches of 2021. We don't do that at the end of the year or New Year's Eve. We decided to go ahead and do it now. So if you don't hear from us this weekend, Happy New Year. And we'll see you. I'm looking forward to the first episode of Wrestling Tracks in 2022. In the meantime, y'all, before we get to that list, Greg, I'm going to start with you. What's your opinion as of now for day one Saturday?
I hope we get day one Saturday.
Yeah. Man. There's been so many releases, so many wrestlers got COVID, so many stuff going on. And the card keeps changing. Y'all know by now, every WWE event, there you go. The card is subject to change. You know that by now. And before we get to day one, New Year's Eve with us on SmackDown, and then hop over to AEW for Rampage, the last Rampage of the year. I'm gonna get to AEW in just a second, but in my opinion, I think this card should be good. If nobody gets released, nobody get COVID, nobody get fired. David, what's your opinion? Hang on a second here. Yeah. Dave, what's your opinion on it? Yo. Okay, this ain't gonna work here. We got.
That's a decent card. I have no complaints. That's a decent card.
But y'all, before we continue, we got a little delay on David's side.
I think the card is okay. It's not a bad card.
Yeah, he's.
Most of them are in match. And look, what they're doing is smart. They're keeping people at home.
Mm-hmm. We got a little delay on David's side right there. But I agree, David. Yeah, hopefully it'll be a decent card.
No, they don't want to risk
it. Hopefully it'll be a decent card. By the way, I want to give a shout out to the Hall of...
There is a little...
Like
I can hear it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Let me see if I can get you for my Alexa app. Hang on a second here. In the meantime, I'm going to get you on Alexa right quick. Okay. Let me see if I can call you from there. There's a little delay on David's set.
Card is decent. As the matches should be okay. As well, what they're doing is smart, though. They kept certain people at home.
Mm-hmm. All right. This might help. I see that, man. Hang on a second. Yes, I see that. My ring up. Okay. All right, David. Hang on a second. I'm trying to do three-way. This is not working here. I'm going to old school call you from my phone. I'm going to go old school. Because this ain't working. In the meantime... I want to give a shout out to Jim Ross. Welcome back to wrestling. Wrestling has his voice back. Y'all excuse our little hot messes. Y'all used to that by now. I'm gonna call David from my phone and hopefully we'll go from there. But in the meantime, as I get a hold of, I want to welcome Jim Ross back to wrestling. He's having skin cancer treatments, and we want to send our best wishes to him, the voice of wrestling. Greg, what's your opinion of AEW Winter New Year's Smash? Greg, can you hear me?
Yes. He's coming back. He was going in and out for the bro.
Yeah. I said, what's your opinion of New Year's Smash with AEW?
AEW, man, you know, getting better, you know, they getting better. They learning. They getting their things together. Getting excited to see some future stuff that come. They do it. I'm excited to see Red Dragon back together. Man, that's been a classic, underrated classic tag team right there.
Yes, sir. Oh, wow.
That's the only reason that the in-ring work is getting all those rookies who are not from WWE. Those are the guys I need work. Those are the guys that need help. Now, I'm cold. I can't watch this film. I can't do it. No, he went from being a serious wrestler and a serious grappler on NXT to playing with his friends. It's not the same. It's not the same anymore. You know, he went from doing one-on-one ways and main event matches in NXT to wrestling opening matches and Ghostbuster outfits. Yeah, it's not the same.
Greg, let me ask you this. AEW, for them to get on the same level, I know that's blasphemous, of WWE, what do they have to do?
They need to basically fire everybody that over. Well, I'm going to say fire everybody and start over, but the people in charge, they need to be taken out of position.
Hang on, David.
Those executive vice presidents, Kenny Omega and Young Bucks, they need to be gone. And more serious people need to be put in that role. People like Jim Ross and Jake Roberts and Arn Anderson, those are the people that need to be running AEW.
Great.
The Young Bucks and Kenny Omega, no.
All right. Greg, what's your opinion? If them to get on the same level as WWE, what do you think about it?
Is AEW on the same level as WWE?
I mean, for them to get on the same level.
Okay. All that I gotta do, you know, is take what they have and work with it and get some experience under their belt with how they work in their storylines and stuff. And, you know, I love the healthy competition. And to me, they doing everything they need to do, moving up, you know, moving forward. They just need, like one major superstar on their roster. Away from just really being like his eye to eye with WWE.
Interesting. David, let me tell you, both of y'all, really. This reminds me of it was December this time in 2001, not December, leading up to the Alliance storyline, and it's supposed to be just WCW versus WWE, and then ECW came along and they made the Alliance thing, which was short-lived, and everybody, Linda was all for it. Vince one had nothing to do with it. Hell no, you ain't gonna come in my territory, in my area, and just ruin what I bust my balls to come up with, you know?
That's Vince McMahon for you.
Linda, she was all for it. How about this? You afraid of a little competition? Let's do something like this. Well, we have WWE, the WWF at the time, against WCW, and let's see what happens. And Vince was like, hell to the nah. Not up in here. David, if we go back in time, not the alliance with ECW, but just WCW and WWE, which team you come out on top? If we can go back in time, not the alliance with ECW, but just straight WCW versus WWE 2001, what's coming out on top?
WWE.
Ooh.
But they messed that whole alliance thing up. All Vince had to do was wait a year. If he had waited a year, that whole storyline would have been better than what it was. Because he would have had Hall and Nash and Hogan, he would have had Flair, he would have had a bunch of other guys.
Uh-huh.
All he had to do was wait 1 year. 1 year. I mean, look what happened right after the whole angle ended. Flair came in. Bischoff came in.
Mm-hmm.
The NWO came in. They got Goldberg. All Vince had to do was wait a year. He didn't want to wait, and that's why that whole thing stopped.
Hmm. David, what say you? I mean, Greg, what say you?
WWE versus WCW.
Right, just straight. Back in the day. Yeah, we go back, do it again. Just straight WCW. Not ECW with them, but just straight WCW versus WWE. Who's coming out on top?
I'm just think WCW. I believe WCW was real strong when the NWO first came out.
Mm-hmm.
Early part of Goldberg, you know, blowing up. Man, WCW was real. Doing too much with NWO. WCW would still be on their own.
Yeah. Like, the NWO was great. The problem is you did too much. You did too much too long. You know, that's the problem. It was NWO was perfect. But too much of that, okay, I need something new now.
Yeah, just I think the problem was when NWO was going like they were going, you put too much focus on over as being the world champion. So when Goldberg was doing his undefeated run and as world champion, his message was coming in co-main event, or not even a main event.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't really push up a Goldberg match until Goldberg went against DDP. You didn't build up anybody to go against Goldberg. You just had Goldberg do, you know, weak people against him and this and that. Man, so you should have, you know, built up some big matches, do some people who we felt legitimately had a chance against Goldberg. And then, you know, show us somebody that, okay, we think he got a chance. Goldberg blow through him, okay. Somebody we think got a chance. Oh, Goldberg had a struggle with him. And then he was building up DDP. I mean, that was great how they built up DDP. And had a good chance to, you know, for somebody to finally have a chance to beat Goldberg.
Mm-hmm.
That streak should have went on longer. They shouldn't have had it yet.
Speaking of Goldberg. Goldberg, as I looked it up. Somebody posted this on the wrestling page, on the wrestling group page. Goldberg's been the champion in 4 different decades. That's cool.
Yes, indeed.
He's been the WCW champion, the WWE version of the world championship, Universal champion, and WWE champion.
Universal World Heavyweight WCW champion. I was in the 90s. Of course, World Heavyweight was in 2003, 2000, and of course in 2020. Him being a world, I mean a Universal champion.
I love my favorite match. I'll get to the matches of the year thing. My favorite match of the year, my opinion, at that time, not this year, but at that time, Goldberg Brock Lesnar, because they made you wait the whole year for it. They made y'all wait a year. It starts Survivor Series 2016. Okay. Third, what was that? Like, that was 5 minutes?
It was less than 5 minutes.
They
weren't 1 minute and 26 seconds.
Yeah, 26 seconds like that. And then they made you wait. We're gonna put that on ice. WrestleMania. Okay, we're gonna give you the whole thing now. We gave you a little bit of it at Survivor Series. Wait a year. We'll give you the whole thing at WrestleMania in the year to come. So that's one of my favorite build. The build up is everything. How you build it up, it's everything.
Man, it was funny how they set it up from the video game. Mm-hmm. You know, Goldberg finally in the game and with Brock, and they showed a dream match with Brock versus Goldberg. You, we got it in real life, and just showed how, you know, Goldberg was back. Like, oh.
Well, speaking of matches, let's get to it. I'm gonna go ahead. We have scoured. I think that's the word. Search whatever you want to say. Search the globe for the best matches. We broke them down to 20. Broke them down to 10. I'm gonna give you 10 through 2, and we're gonna leave a space. The last one standing will be the match of the year. And in my opinion, I'm going to start with number 10. Let's see. I can find it here. There you go. Right here. Let's look at this thing for a second. I just sent y'all the card. I'm sorry about that. I'm going to say the matches of the year, number 10. If I can load it up for 1 second here. It's loading. Y'all bear with me for just a minute. Excuse me. I just got a burp. Alright, bear with me a minute. I want to say Bad Bunny and Damian Priest against The Miz and John Morrison. What do you guys think? Dave, we'll start with you.
Some people were impressed with his work.
Greg,
what about you?
Oh, yeah, you know, I was definitely impressed by Bad Bunny, how well, how much he learned, how well he chose what he learned. You know, the elevation of Damian Priest to where he's at now, yeah.
Yes, sir. David, this is more your speed since you're more familiar with the Japanese style. Suzuki Gun versus Suzuki Gun Two Shoot TSUJI. Gabriel Kidd, Amoro Tash. I'm butchering these names.
Tomorrow
Ishii. Yeah. Tomorrow Ishii versus Sho. Y'all, hey, look, next time y'all send us this list, y'all please make sure your spelling is correct. This spelling is pretty bad, but hey, you know. Because I can't pronounce these guys, I put them on number 6.
That was a very good match.
But I can't pronounce these guys anyway. But, Greg, are you familiar with New Japan?
Oh, man, I love New Japan. You know, whenever I catch them, they have a great style. They have a lot of underrated wrestlers. The U.S. who are there.
Mm-hmm.
And learn, come back even better. I wish they, you know, did more, or had more for us in the U.S. I know they're working on it, and I can't wait to see more for us to see and get to know them in the U.S.
Yes, sir. So I do apologize for butchering their names. I'm not familiar with them. I'm going to say I did number six. I'm skipping, y'all. Number nine, I'm going to say belongs to Kenny Omega and Moose.
Okay.
Alright. Number eight, I'm going to put somebody got to be number. Sorry, somebody got to do it. Edge and Randy Orton. This is back in the Thunderdome era.
It would have been even better with fans there. The Edge and Randy Orton always put on great matches.
Numbers.
It was okay. I would have had him and Seth Rollins.
Alexa thing going off. Hey Ziggy, stop. Just stop. That's my Alexa app going off, y'all. Excuse me. One second. I'm doing the show right now, y'all.
I'm reminding you.
All right. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, number seven is going to go to Kota Ibushi and Sadana.
Oh, that match was awesome. Sadana and Kota Ibushi, that match was amazing. I would definitely put that up there in the top 10.
Yes, sir. Number six, of course, is the Suzuki Gun. Number five, I'm going to say Dr. Britt Baker against Thunder Rosa.
I would put that up there.
I was rolling my tongue, y'all. Excuse me.
Maybe not so high, but yeah, I'll definitely have that on.
Yes, sir. Where we at? Number five. All right. Number four. I'm going to say for four. I always miss the number every time we do this. Roman Reigns and John Cena.
Oh, definitely a top 10 match. That match went on better than what I expected it to be, since Cena hasn't wrestled in some time. It was better than what I expected it to be. It was a really good match. Really good match.
Greg, what about you?
Yes. I agree. You know, they put on some good matches. John Cena really was in these matches a teacher, on the job training, teaching and elevating Roman Reigns. You know, during the match, teaching them little things in the build up of the matches and stuff, and just really showing us that he still has.
Yes, sir. Number three, I'm going to say Team 2.0 NXT against Team Black and Gold. And of course, I root for the Black and Gold.
Man, War Games. Woo! Always, you know, real good, Alexa, man.
Turn the volume down.
Yeah.
I did like the War Games match, but I wouldn't have put it up there that high.
Yeah. Number two, I'm going to say Darby Allin and CM Punk.
I'll say it was a decent comeback match. Number two, absolutely not.
Oh, okay. What about you, Greg?
I wouldn't have even put that match in the top 20,
to be honest. Oh, wow.
It wasn't that great of a match. It was decent at best.
What about you, Greg? What'd you say?
It's up there, you know.
In my opinion, number one, this is my opinion, WrestleMania 37. I'm going to say, hang on a second here. Okay, I'm going to say, we're going to go back to the women's wrestling. I'm going to say, hang on, I'm trying to say it now. Help me out, somebody. Yes, there you go. There you go. Bianca Belair, Sasha Banks. If nothing but for the culture, I'm putting that for number one. For historical reasons. I mean, I've watched.
I understand where you're coming from.
Oh, yeah. Right.
The more the thing that makes it more interesting is that they're both females.
Yes, sir. I've watched all WrestleMania collections. I did the research. I did the homework. I've checked. There's never been a African American main event, but we never had two black females main event WrestleMania. And speaking of WrestleMania, tickets are available right now for WrestleMania 38, and I'm hoping to God, I am hoping it's hosted by that bald-headed, beer-swilling, finger-gesturing rattlesnake, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I think he will be.
I hope he's hosting it. It's appropriate. He should be. And by the way, 3 hours before that WrestleMania, we're going to have a party with the Nature Boy Ric Flair, Diamond Dallas Page, Jake the Snake Roberts, maybe Damian might be there, and of course somebody else, Kevin Nash, I believe. Three hours before WrestleMania, across the street from the American Airlines, not American Airlines, from the Cowboys Arena. 3 hours for WrestleMania, tickets are $99. So if you can afford it, hey, come party with us. I can't afford it, but hey, have a good time. Hang on, man.
Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks. Man, Bianca Belair been on a whole different level since that day. That day elevated women's wrestling as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
It elevated the culture as a whole, showing that, you know, that we can do anything. You know, once we put in the hard work and all that. I mean, even Sasha Banks, when she came back after her hiatus, you know, she's been at a whole different level. I just, you know, hope that they really use them to their fullest extent. I'm happy to see that we finally, you know, got African American male WWE champion.
Yeah.
I mean, three that we can see that interacting right now. A fourth one that we should have had, and I know that to me, I think COVID was the only thing that stopped us. And Keith Lee, you know, he to me was a future WWE champion in the making. When they had a clean beat Randy Orton, come on now, how you have somebody clean beat Randy Orton, and then he just drop out like this?
Yeah, David, I'm gonna get to you in just a second before I let you finish your thought. But I would like to say this first of all. In my opinion, I think that professional as a whole, in my opinion, we would have missed out. I'm so glad that they made Sasha, and Bianca. That's cool. By the way, Sasha went to during her hiatus, she went to Japan, the train in Japan.
Mm-hmm. They even won an ESPY award,
which is
an ESPN sports award. They won an award for that match. Bianca Belair also was named the number one female wrestler of 2021 from Pro Wrestling Illustrated Wrestling Magazine. And another interesting thing is that Bobby Lashley and Kofi Kingston made history. They became the two
It was the first time that two African Americans wrestled for a WWE championship at the pay-per-view. Male wrestlers, not female.
Oh, yeah. So
history was made twice, and that was back at Money in the Bank.
You know, it'd be full, not full circle, but it'd be like almost karma in a way. Everything is balanced. If we have a Japanese champion and a Native American champion, everything can be balanced. You know? If we have a Japanese champion and a Native American champion, everything can be balanced out.
Technically, what the world, the way the wrestling world is, we have a black WWE champion, we have a Samoan champion, we have a Japanese world champion of Japan and all Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, AEW Hangman Adam Page being an American. Of course, Impact and this black. Impact, their world champion is also black as well. So, you notice the game is changing in the wrestling world.
Oh, yeah.
You need a champion's black.
Yeah.
Impact, their champion is black.
I remember it was 2016-17. We had straight black champions. We had the tag champions was black. Women's champion was black. World champion was black. Everything was cool. I'ma say this. We as African Americans are the flavor to life. I said it. We are the flavor to life.
Now it's nice to see our people are starting to move up in the wrestling world. But to be honest, historically there aren't a lot of blacks in pro wrestling, but today's day and age, you're starting to see more blacks get into pro wrestling. So it's nice to see that change, and it's nice to see black world champions.
Let's go. Let's look forward to the Royal Rumble. I'm going to make my pick. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. I might be wrong. I'm picking Bobby. I'm picking Brock Lesnar.
I even went on a limb and I said, "Well, he may finally get an opportunity since
there's a decent world to come." Greg, what you think, Greg? Anything can happen at the Rumble. So, by the way, if your pick, all you gotta do is go to DraftKings.com, and you can select your picks. And if you're right, you get paid. By the way, speaking of getting paid, today's episode brought to you by today's episode brought to you by Back Deliveries and More LLC. It put the D in delivery. Back Deliveries and More LLC. It put the D in delivery. 888-712-2587. Let them know you can drive trucks. You have a CDL license, and you can get paid. So you're getting paid, like I said. Go to DraftKings.com around the Rumble time, and you can have your opinion heard. If you're right, you get paid.
Yep. You can even do it with the upcoming Super Bowl.
By the way, speaking of the Super Bowl, I'd like to wish our condolences to the family of the legendary John Madden. He's Hall of Famer, Football Hall of Famer, sportscaster. He has a video game series named after him. John Madden, the giant in the football world. So our condolences to his family.
Mm-hmm. You will always be an iconic figure in the world of football.
Yes,
Not just in the NFL, but in college as well.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm ready to wrap it up for this evening. I want to thank Greg and David for being with us. We apologize about that stiff opening earlier. By the way, if you don't have FS1 for SmackDown, go to Google.com.
Wait a minute.
What you got?
FS1, this one, technically, this will not be a SmackDown. It's going to be a best of.
Oh.
They're going to count down the best matches of 2021. Technically, going to be no SmackDown.
Gotcha.
And Dynamite will be on TBS starting next week. So do not turn to TNT.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to spend my evening with AEW. We can watch Best of Any Time. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. Have a great evening. Happy New Year if you don't hear from us for a while. Merry, I'll be having a wonderful Christmas, a great Hanukkah, a great Kwanzaa. Happy New Year. We'll see you next time, everybody. Thank you, guys.